Our TV critic David Bianculli is worried that reality TV has given actual reality a bad name. But David says just because cameras are dispatched to film people going about their everyday lives, the result doesn't have to be Real Housewives or Jersey Shore. As proof, he looks at two new programs offered this week, actual documentaries, displaying, David insists, actual intelligence.
I've come to really, really dislike the term reality TV, because it seems so misleading in every respect. The words the people say in these shows may not be scripted, but the people themselves are cast to conform to various types and meet unspoken expectations. Abrasive, annoying loudmouth people are included in the mix not by accident, but to inject doses of conflict and drama. And when the activities in which they're engaged aren't engaging enough, these people will perform for the camera, embarking on errands or missions designed to make themselves and their shows more interesting. This isn't reality TV. It's TV paint by numbers. But even if the old-fashioned documentary is by now a rare and endangered species, it still exists if you know where to look for it. Currently, you can find one excellent documentary called Gasland in rotation on HBO and its sister networks. And beginning this week, you can spend the next 2 months with Boston Med, a gripping documentary series on ABC. Gasland, by writer-director Josh Fox, basically does for the natural gas industry what Michael Moore's Roger and Me did for the auto industry. It slowly reveals the practices and excesses of some greedy corporations and shines a light on the innocent victims left in their wake. In this case, it's people being slowly poisoned, along with their local water supply, by methods of extracting natural gas from the ground. It's a powerful, persuasive, coolly instructive film. And as things keep going wrong with the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, Gasland couldn't be more timely. So look for it in your HBO listings and watch it. Prepare to be outraged. And for the next 8 Thursday nights beginning this week, look for ABC's Boston Med, the newest medical documentary series from executive producer Terrence Wrong. His most recent nonfiction series in this vein, focusing on Johns Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore, won a Peabody Award. Wrong's method of operation, an increasing rarity in the world of network television, is to pick a subject, descend upon it, and stay there for a year or more. He captures what happens without knowing what will happen, or which people and events will emerge as central subjects. This method is similar to the way the infinitely patient Frederick Wiseman films documentaries. But sometimes, when watching a lengthy Wiseman documentary, the viewer needs infinite patience too. With Boston Med, the stories may have taken a long time to collect, but they unspool quickly and dramatically. Boston Med looks at three Boston medical institutions, Children's Hospital, Massachusetts General Hospital, and Brigham and Women's Hospital. This gives the series over its 8 weeks a great range of medical stories, from drunks in the ER to infants in intensive care, and gives us looks at a lot of different doctors and nurses as well. Because this is ABC, the home of Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice, Boston Med is not without some conventions of the scripted medical drama. There's music meant to evoke specific emotions. There are plenty of stunning shots of the Boston cityscape. And most of all, there are real-life caregivers who not only look like characters from these medical soap operas, but in some cases are keenly aware of them. From episode 3, here's Amanda Grabowski, an ER nurse, talking about her colleagues.
You'd think work would be a great place to meet somebody.
But you know what? There's no McDreamies or McSteamies walking around here. There's McDumb, McDoug.
Oh, goodness.
There's like people here that are cute here in this environment, but you're like, I wonder if I took you out of the hospital and put you in real clothes and in a real social situation, if you would still be cute. So there's like a lot of hospital cute
guys, but...
That may make Boston Med sound flippant. It's not. It's anything but. The overall message is that these people band together to do the most amazing and intricate medical procedures, yet they are, at bottom, only human. They bicker, joke, flirt, juggle home lives, complain, and they make mistakes, which are included in Boston Med, making it a much stronger and more compelling series as a result. Not everyone lives or does well at these institutions. But sometimes, even sudden death isn't the end of the story. This 8-part series concludes with an hour devoted to a single case, the second attempt in medical history at a face transplant. A case that Boston Med was able to follow and film merely because it began with another case and another patient entirely and followed where events led. It's a breathtaking end to a superb series, one which is likely to make you shed a tear at some spots and smile widely at others. And, like the people and events in Gasland, it's real reality TV.
David Bianculli is TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com and teaches television and film at Rowan University in New Jersey. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, and Lauren Krenzel. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.